Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Several years ago, I was fishing in southern Arkansas with some friends of mine, and we did everything right with the correct bait and the right rods and reels, and they were catching large, beautiful bass. I, on the other hand, kept catching these tiny fish less than the length of my hand. It was embarrassing because I kept catching a lot of them, but they were all just these tiny little things. A couple of years then went by, and my friend who had arranged the trip couldn't run to his phone fast enough to call me and tell me. The young daughter of one of the guys that we were fishing with, who was not on our trip, by the way, was fishing with her dad and caught this tiny little fish. And when she reeled it in and she saw how small it was, her face fell and she said, "Oh, I caught a Wilson." I am legend in Arkansas. Priests and rabbis probably don't seem to make the best people to take advice from about fishing, especially people who are experts in their careers. They usually don't enjoy taking advice from people who are amateurs at best. And so, unsurprisingly, Peter is reluctant to follow the advice of a rabbi from Nazareth, advice on fishing, to a man who has been doing this entire life. Do I come to your synagogue and tell you how to preach, you know? So pause for a second and just imagine how you would feel if that same thing happened to you, if you were Peter, an expert in your field, and someone comes to tell you. Probably have had this happen in your jobs throughout time. How did you feel? Put out into the deep, though, Jesus says. Well, first of all, it's already later in the day. The best fishing is in the night, and everybody knows that. And secondly, the better place for finding fish here on the Sea of Galilee, Gennesaret, is nearer to the shore where the plants are and the fish there, the plants together, not the relatively empty deep. Not to mention, the fishermen have all come to shore, have disembarked, and they're washing their dirty nets. They were done for the day. But still, he says, put out into the deep. And Peter does it. What do you think made him do it? Was it, you think, perhaps something in Jesus' person, personality, some irresistibility, something about his teaching? We don't really know, but there was something. And so putting aside all of his earthly experience, Peter obeys. The great catch is made, and Peter realizes that this is no ordinary rabbi. Only God has control over the elements like this. And so he sinks to his knees in the realization of his deep unworthiness to be in the presence of the divine. Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. The prophet Isaiah understands this too, in that beautiful first reading, when he realizes he's in the presence of God. I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Now, a person does not prostrate himself in front of a teacher, no matter how eloquent, and plead with him to depart because he becomes aware of his personal sinfulness. It is the unexpected awareness of the presence of the transcendent one of God. To which Jesus says, Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men, fishers of men. It's interesting, Jeremiah the prophet had predicted that one day God would send fishers of men fishers to search out the remnant of his people, Israel. This is what he said. I will bring them back to the land I gave their ancestors. Behold, I will send many fishermen to catch them. And he literally sends out fishermen. And it was the same prophet Jeremiah, right, that had preached about the new covenant that God would make with his people. So listen, see, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors. And now, think about what you hear at, you will hear at this Mass, and at every single Mass you will ever attend in your life. The words of Jesus himself at the consecration of the chalice. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Peter and his fellow fishermen were not the kind of people that you might have chosen to organize your dream of a worldwide Fortune 500 company. Peter in particular, certainly not the man you would have chosen to be CEO. He had lots of foibles and he continued on through his life. But God sees deeper into a person for his purposes, and he sees into the heart. And our faith is not a business venture, right? The savings that we are looking for are the saving of souls. And at the end of all things, that is what my life as a priest will be based on, will be measured against, and your life as a disciple of Jesus Christ. You are not off the hook, pun intended. You too have been chosen. It is the reason that you are here, that you walk through the door today, and that you will be sent at the end of this Mass, sent into the world, to your families, to your friends, to your businesses, sent to be a light in dark places, to bring the light of faith to those who dwell in the darkness of unbelief. But to accomplish this with God's help, you have to set out into the deep. Now, we as a people have for far too long been wasting time piddling around, standing on the shore or in the shallow water. Think about it. No one likes what we call a shallow person. So why are we spending time in the shallow water? Jesus makes it clear that the catch will not be found in the shallows. Set out into the deep water of faith. How, you ask? The same answer. Pray every day. Really pray. Give God real time. Educate yourself in the gift of this faith and spread the light of the gospel wherever God has put you with courage. God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but one of power and love and self-control, says St. Paul. Yes, we face a hostile culture. We always have, by the way. Yes, there are bad fish that will get caught up in our nets and will cause scandal. But Jesus says he will worry about that at the end of time, separating those. And yes, we have been laboring seemingly all night and sometimes feel we have very little to show for it. But none of that can prevent the Lord from delivering an abundant catch. The only thing that can prevent it is if we disobey Jesus' command to set out into deep waters. Don't be a shallow Catholic Christian. So friends, let's take the risk of the deep together. Let us get fed here and then heed Jesus' call. Let's go fishing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.